Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shengrui Yao, Food Specialist at New Mexico State University Aquatic Center. It's my honor here to talk about jujubes. Jujube, also called Chinese date, it belongs to the buckthorn family, Ramnaceae family. The genus is Ziziphus. All the Chinese jujube belong to one species, cultivated one, belong to one species, Ziziphus jujuba. Actually, in the old days, farmers just, get the big fruit, the good tasting one from the wild. They all derived from the wild relative, Ziziphus minosa. And in the long run, they domesticated to the current species, Ziziphus jujuba there. They also have relatives, the Indian jujube. That one mainly cultivated in India and also some of the southern areas. That is in New Mexico, we couldn't grow that one. For the jujube, the edible part is it's not strictly a stone fruit because have a lot of other, a little bit other tissue involved, but roughly a jupe fruit. It can have, it always have a pit, but the male may not have seeds, but they can have two seeds inside. In China, they have around 800 cultivars there with different fruit size, fruit shape, tree shape, maturity date. So far, it seems all the cultivars are from selection, and no real hybrids yet. They can classify different ways. You can see classify how you use the fruit. They have fresh eating cultivar, drying cultivar, multi-purpose, which means it can both use as a fresh eating or drying. And also, especially in southern China, some cultivar are more specialized for processing, and also some more specialized for ornamentals. You also can classify them by season, early, mid-season. Also, you can combine how to use them, and also, early season, fresh eating, or late season, drying cultivars. Jujube is really a multi-purpose plant. For the fruit, you can eat them fresh, dried, processed. In China, we also have like 100 ways to use them in cooking or make drinks out of it. Jujube, the fruit, and also the seeds are traditional Chinese herbs. They have been used for a long, long time. For jujube plants, every cultivar can be used, as a backyard tree there. And Dr. Zhang will also talk about it. It's also an edible landscape. They're not really a nice ornamental tree, but you also can eat the fruit. The jujube wood is really hard. They can use for utensils or instruments there. Also in China, the jujube is really nice nectar sauce. It's a really nice honey out of it. I put a question mark there. Because in China, the jujube and the honey, the Asian honeybee, they co-involved. So they know each other, they like each other. So in the U.S., the jujube is some kind of exotic plant. The honeybee is also a European honeybee, different species. They didn't know each other, they do not like each other. We have a study about the jujube flower visitors. We have probably 20 or 30 different species, a lot of the wasps or some other, insects there. But honeybee is not the dominant one. In the long run, they may like each other later because the flower do have a lot of big nectar there, but so far, not yet. Almost every jujube tree is a good ornamental plant, but some cultivars more specialized, like the first one is a teapot. You can see the fruit is more like a mini teapot there. And this one is a button, like a button mushroom there. This one is you can see the plant is, zigzag is a sole. And this one, the dragon. These two, for their tree shape. This one, the difference, they have that hairpin structure, totally turned the direction. And the sole is not. You can see this is the old dragon there. You can see I recently took some picture of the newer branches. They really twisted. It's really, even in winter, they look really good. What interests me the most It's really wide adaptability there. You know, their soil pH can range from 5.5 to 8.5. And also for the climate conditions, you know, in China, the only Tibet and also Heilongjiang province without jujube. All the other province have jujubes. You know, for New Mexico, the really critical thing is we have really bad late frost. Each year, the late frost won't stop till mid-May. But for most years, jujube, you know, they leave out really late. A lot of time, they just can avoid the late frost. If some years, like last 2014 and 15, if they really confront the late frost, they do can regenerate themselves, and then, you know, still bloom, still send fruit and mature. Jujube also really heat and drought tolerant. The plant itself is really precocious. You know, the grafting year, for some cultivars, you can see the fruit. I mean, for the second year, for sure you can see some fruit. It's really a reliable crop. Almost, you know, every state, you know, tested the jujube, report the same thing. It's really reliable. It come back every year. And jujube is really long-lived plant. We have some slides to show you there. They have like a very tree shape and the fruit size, fruit shape. In general, it should be winter hardy. That's mainly for the mature tree. You know, the young tree is the same problem as others. You have to, you know, make sure they grow, grown well, and then, you know, for the first two or three years, you have to be really careful. But when they're mature, they're quite winter hardy. And, you know, the really good thing, especially for the Southwest, there are almost no insect and disease problem yet. You know, I couldn't guarantee, you know, forever, but so far, there's almost no disease in insects there. For some short growing season areas, like northern New Mexico, we really warn people, you know, try to avoid the really late cultivars. You know, the late frost wouldn't bother them that much, but the early frost for the late cultivars, they do. You couldn't get all the fruit fully mature. Yeah, this one called the Tang Jujube, which means it was planted in the Tang Dynasty. It's around like over 1300 years already. The amazing thing is still produced, grown well and produced. At this slide, you can see how drought tolerant they are. This picture was taken in New Mexico State Tucum County Center. The original planting is in 1930s. Somehow it's a USDA trial, somehow later get abandoned. Now it's around 90 years, it's just in the dry land by themselves, or 80 years just by dry land by themselves. No irrigation at all. That area, Tucum, carries an average rainfall around 12 inches. They just totally survive by themselves. Most years they do not produce very well because they are struggling for survival, but they do can survive. This is, you can see the frost damage. Occasionally they do get frost, you know, miss the late frost. But you can see they do can grow back. You can see the around half inch or inch long, the new growth. If they really get, you know, killed, they do can come back. You can see they still bloom. This is a new branch. They're still there. You can see this is a picture this year. Same thing, you know. If the early growth get killed, they do can come back and have flower and then set fruit. This picture is what we have in 2012. Each one is a different cultivar. You can see we have over 50 there, you know, different shape, different size, different maturation date. Some are like more specialized for ornamentals. Hopefully we can get some good one out of that one. There's a few slides you can see. This in central New Mexico, Las Lunas. You see the tree is really loaded. This is the southern border in New Mexico, Las Cruces, in someone's backyard. Actually, the tree probably 30, 40 years old already. Yeah, you can see this is Apostle, Texas. That area used to some kind of Chinese railroad workers campsite. Probably, you know, the railroad worker just litter the seeds, and then, you know, the local people keep the good tasting one there. This is in Fresno, California. You can see tree just loaded. They do grow really well, especially in the southwest. But in other states, they can grow as north as Pennsylvania. Jujube fruit is really a nutritious fruit. Their vitamin C content is 200 to 600 milligrams per 100 gram. What it really means, it's around 4 to 10 times higher than orange. It really depends on the cultivar. Some are a little bit lower, but they can as high as 10 times higher than citrus. Also, the cyclic adenosine monophosphate, that one is really high. It's really a second messenger in the body. As it functions, you know, I don't want to say too much about that. Also, jujube is really sweet fruit. Their soluble solid is normally probably 22 to 35%, but some cultivar can get as high as 40. It's really a little sugar ball there. They also, you know, rich in minerals, flavonoid, edible fiber, tocopherols. It's also a traditional Chinese herb. There are medicinal components like jujube said, A and B, terpenic acid. I saw some literature, it seems that betulinic acid, that one really anti-cancer cell. Yeah, there's some publications there. A poster number 6 is my student, a poster about the some jujube nutrient changes there. If you have interest, you know, you can refer to that poster. In general, the jujube grown pretty well in the U.S., but they do have some challenges. You know, nowadays, the commercially available cultivar really limited. You know, you can see most nursery, if they carry, they only carry Li and Lan. A few of them carry also a Shuriken, GA66, and a Sherwood. You know, across the country, only plant the handful of cultivar, that's really not right. They create some, you know, marketing and also how to use them, a lot of problems there. Also, really limited research and extension support there. You know, also lack of culture, you know, how to use the fruit, process them, or even the marketing information, really limited. So based on this, since 2011, we imported over 30 cultivars directly from China, and with also some collections. Now we have around 50 to 60 cultivars at New Mexico State, our county center. We already conducted some jujube flowering and fruiting study, pollen germination, nutrient dynamic around maturation time, and also a preliminary cold storage study and processing. We started to evaluate them since 2010 or 2011. Hopefully, gradually, we'll recommend some cultivars, you know, give growers and consumers more selections there. For the jujube flowering and fruiting habit study, jujube have really tiny flowers. The flower, when it open up, is only around a quarter inch in diameter. And really nothing showy is a yellowish green color. For jujube, you know, for the cultivar, they have two kind of blooming type, the morning type and afternoon type. This is based on, you know, when they're flower bud stage, the sepals are connected together. It's when they start to split. So the morning type split in the morning and afternoon one in the afternoon. The morning type, you know, they open up in the morning, and then they release pollen in the afternoon. And the afternoon one, they split up in the morning and they release pollen later in the afternoon or the morning after. We haven't noticed any pollination problem, either the same type or the opposite side. It seems both work pollinate each other. You know, for jujube flower, for one flower, they only bloom for 24 hours, at most 48 hours. But for one tree, they bloom 2 or 3 months. That's another reason, you know, the crop is very reliable. Even the early one gets frosted or gets killed, they still have late flowers, still set fruit and mature. Yeah, this is published in the June issue of Horse Science. You can see this is listed 56 cultivars, you know, 24 belong to the morning type. This one includes the popular cultivar Lan here. And the afternoon type, the popular cultivar Li belongs to the afternoon type. You can see this figure show you, you know, we probably observed over 20 cultivars here. Their branch lead is the deciduous part, like some of the shorter, some of the longer. You can see this is how many nodes were there. And also you can see the flower for jujube. Each one is a cluster. You know, some of them only have like two or three flower buds in one cluster, but some of them can as high as, you know, 12 or 13 there. So it's really varied among cultivars. This is their hourly blooming picture. You can see this is land. You know, at 6 o'clock, they open up, and then, you know, this is a sepal at the beginning, connected and then separated. And this little spoon-like stuff is their petal. They hold the anther at the beginning, and later, you know, the anther stand up. And then they release pollen, and later the anther also lay down. After 24 hours, and then the stigma started to brown, and then this is probably 48 hours, they couldn't accept the pollen anymore. Yeah, this is a cover issue, the horse sense of June issue. We also studied the self fertility of the jujubes. You know, among the 40 or 50 cultivars, they're like Li, Li Two, Redland, Da Gua Zao, Qie Xian, Xiang Zao. This is for sure self-pollination, you know, self-fruitful, which means you can plant one tree. But some others, like the popular cultivar Lan, you have to have a pollinizer. That one is not self-fruitful. This one is especially useful for home gardeners. You know, if it's just one spot, you know, you plant Li instead of Lan. For commercial growers, even the self-fruitful cultivar, cross-pollination always improve fruit size and fruit size. For their seed development, you know, for breeding purpose, you have to make sure, you know, for the female parents, you have to make sure they have seeds. So the cultivar listed, you know, the first one is to have seeds. Some of them, the cultivar listed in the middle, like Lan, these several definitely have no seed at all. They just have a sac there, but there's nothing inside. Some of the lower part one, you know, have a really small portion have seeds, but in general, no seeds. We also have a preliminary study about the jujube storage. You know, they can store for 4 to 8 weeks. It really depends on cultivar. Also, we have a walk-in cooler. The temperature also not that good. I prefer to keep in 32, but we couldn't. It's varied about 32 to 35 degrees there. You know, after 4 or 8 weeks, they still keep 90% of the original vitamin C there, which is really good. Yeah, we do have a poster, 129, about the storage. You can see the pictures. This is week 0, 2, 4, 6, 8. You can see around 8 weeks, still very reasonable. But at 10 weeks, you see some pitting there. So for Sherwood, you can see this one is good for 8 weeks. This is Lee. This Li is a big fruited one and have a loose texture, more good for fresh eating. This one you can see 4 weeks, it's okay, but not that good. 6 weeks it started to shrink already. For other cultivars, we do not have enough fruit, but we have a simple trial, just one bag. But you can see the harvest in early October, they're definitely good for 40 days, no problem. You know, as more cultivar, especially late cultivar available, you know, for Thanksgiving market to have fresh jujube is possible. Also, how to use the fruit is also another problem. We tried different ways. In China, you can eat some fresh and also some dried. This is processed, cooked with sugar or honey. This is a drink, you know, this is a jam. We tried like a pie. It's really good with pie. These two, the traditional Chinese food, this mooncake with jujube filling. This one is the Swiss rice dumpling with jujube filling. We really need a leading product to really push this jujube really to the market. Yeah, if whoever have interest working with jujube, either individually or collaborate with me, it's always more than welcome. Yeah, these are some potential cultivars. You can see the first one is really early one. This one more like a sucker shaped. This one is a pitless. You know, they have a pit, but it's almost incomplete. You can eat without notice. And you can see this is ornamental. Hopefully, you know, gradually we can recommend some cultivars there. Yeah, this is the... We really thank USDA Special Crop Block Grant for their support and our New Mexico Agricultural Experiment Station and our Aquatic Center. Thank you.